Cheer it for them so you can show them you love them. Thank you, thank you. Somebody brought the best cookies on the planet. I saw them out on the table there. Who did that? Oh, do you realize that's my favorite cookie? Oh, it's like, oh, there it is. Yeah, I love those, so save one for me, gang. Today is a special Sunday, as is every Sunday, but we're going to celebrate communion together, and that'll be fun together. Now, I have a request. Is that back row, quit messing around, okay? That would be you, Chad. You know what? No messing around. All right. You going to cry? No, you're good? He's going to hit me when we get outside. He's so protective of his baby that when he sees my daughter walk out with her, he's like, is she okay? It's been a fun week because we got to drive down on, I'm in a hot spot. We get to drive down on Friday all the way to Medford where Mario lives and my daughter Monique lives. And we had a little family gathering. And then yesterday at the bowling alley, they rented a room for a birthday party because my little granddaughter is 1 year old. So that was fun. And so these guys came down with us. Chad and Michaela and the baby came down with us. And we dropped them and Ryan off and left them there last night. So it was Betsy and I, and we got to go to Don's house. That's where we slept, and we had dinner together. And it was super fun because Dennis and Carol came over. And so the elders were together. We were missing Dave, but we had a really good time. Is this too ringy for you? It's getting loud. Every place I move is the wrong place, I've noticed. But I move around a little bit. Oh, now that's a little too low. Can you hear it? You can hear it? Okay. This morning, what I really hope happens is kind of a follow-up to what I was teaching last week. Last week, I was kind of talking about us being the body of Christ and all of us being absolutely essential. Just like a football team, every player out there is essential. And especially that kicker guy. He's the most important guy, don't you think? So you're saying it's about the whole team, not just the one guy. And that's the body of Christ. It's the whole team, not just the one guy. Every single person, I didn't prompt her to say that. It was perfect. Every single person plays an absolutely significant role. So every single one of you is part of the team, and every single one of you, us, all of us, have an absolutely essential role to play in the body of Christ. You may have not discovered exactly what your role is yet, but your role is, number one, to just love Jesus. Fall in love with him. Let him have you, and that's role number one. Just let Jesus love you. Role number two is we're all supposed to be building each other up, encouraging each other, saying nice things to each other, not saying... What's that? Don't let any unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building others up. Ephesians. That's what we're all supposed to do. And it says in Hebrews, do not forsake. You know this one? Who knows it? You know what is it? Do not forsake the assembling of yourself together, especially in these last days, as it gets nuttier out there. You need each other. So it's not saying you can't be a Christian if you don't go to church. That's not what it's saying. But it's saying a Christian who wants to grow goes to church. And there's no such thing as going to church. That's something we all made up. We are the church, right? So the church is God's people assembling. How many does it take to make a church? Two. Where two or more are gathered, there I am in their midst. So you alone, that's a nice thing. God loves you. Wonderful. But Christians are intended to be connected. They're intended to meet. They're intended to build each other up. And it says in Corinthians that each one of us has a specific role to play and that we get to do that role when we're assembled, right? Are you with me? You guys are staring at me like, get done. I got lunch cooking. I want to encourage you to know this thing called church. If you're a Christian, you're part of the church. Whether you're gathering or not, you're still part of the universal church. That means all Christians everywhere throughout all time. That's universal church. We're all part of that. But we're also part of the local church. And there are many local churches here in Sutherland. We're one of them. We're one expression of the body of Christ, right? You with me? Have any of you been to other churches in this town? Traitors, losers. I can't believe it. And you admit it. No. I'm glad you've done that. I'm glad you've been around. I don't have a problem with cross-pollination. We're the body of Christ, right? So we should be finding the Holy Spirit wherever we go. So it's fun. And it's sometimes fun to sneak out for a couple weeks, go to another church. Why not? See what it tastes like. See what God's doing there. Bring some of it back. Spread it around. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. Do you? I don't think so. Because we're the body of Christ. So we get to connect. And if you see these other people from other churches, be nice to them. They're brothers and sisters in Christ. And so, and they have something to offer you as well. So why not embrace them and celebrate them and have fun? I look forward to the time where we do a lot more stuff with other churches together and have fun. Not just a men's breakfast or a something like, but celebrate. You know, have a worship night. That's a good thing for you, Todd. You could, that'd be super fun. Sorry. You could do that. Oh, that's right. Worship night. Tyler, you're on there. By the way, thank you, Lindsay, wherever she went. Good job. And you music ladies, man. These gals are here playing keyboard, playing piano every week. And we always say thank you to this person, but thank you to all of you. Thank you so much for what you guys did, Judy. That was great. I loved it. Thank you. Julie and Judy, our keyboard player. So I want to talk a little bit about the body. I'm going to start with talking about communion, though. When Jesus died on the cross, I'm going to get some scripture out so you can see this. If you have your Bibles or your phones, turn with me to Matthew. Matthew, what is this? 28. What am I at? I'm at Matthew 27, verse 51. This is such a crazy verse. I love it. Don't turn this thing on. It'll mess everybody up. So look at this. Matthew 27, 51. At that moment, let's back up to 50. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. So where are we? We're at the cross. Jesus, this is the death of Christ. And then it says, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, the tombs broke open. Did you know that? And the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised from the dead. Did you know that? It was a multiple resurrection when Christ, when he came back himself. But when he died, the curtain in the temple was torn. Now, follow this for a second. The curtain, the temple was divided into several segments that you all know about. But the temple had the outer courts, the inner courts, the place where they do sacrifices and all that. Then in the actual temple building, inside, indoors, was the holy place. And that's where the showbread was, the menorah, all that stuff's in there. And people could go into the holy place. And the priest would go in, but there was the, what? The holy of holy places. That you don't go in. Because in there was the, what? The Ark of the Covenant, so Indiana Jones was in there. And so in there was the Ark, and you know, you got this, the angel wings over it, the seraphim and the all that. And inside the Ark was what? You remember? What? Wait, I can't hear you. Say that. Right. So the Ten Commandments, what else? Aaron's rod, which budded. And, yeah, a mason jar of manna was in there, an ephod of manna. That's crazy. Every time they'd open that and look in there, they'd go, manna. But anyway, that's the whole thing. That's in the Holy of Holies. And God's Shekinah glory, his heavenly presence, rested there, sat there, vibrated there in between the seraphim, the wings. So just imagine that one of these things is the Ark of the Covenant, and angel wings, and this presence glowing. That was the Holy of Holies. Who got to go in there? The high priest, one guy selected, and he was the high priest for how long? 1 year. He had an office of being the high priest for 1 year. And as the high priest, he had some responsibilities, but his big responsibility was to go in there on a special day, and on that day, he would atone for the sins of the entire nation by sprinkling blood in there, on the Holy of Holies, in the Holy of Holies, on the Ark of the Covenant and all that. It was such a deadly, serious event that they would put a bell on this guy so that you knew if he was moving around doing his thing. And they'd put a rope on his ankle. So if the bell stopped ringing, you pull the rope, he's dead. Now, I'm not going in there and getting him. That's why I put the rope on him. That's a serious thing. So who gets to be high priest? Yeah, it's, you know, Issachar, or whatever his name is. And he goes, not me. I'm busy that week, that year. No, you're it. You're the high priest. You get to go in there. Can you imagine? And if you do it wrong, if you're not, approaching God in a worthy way, you're dead. Whew. Thank the Lord that's not our relationship with God today. Otherwise, how many of us would make it out of this building? Think about it. So they would come into the Holy of Holies, which was separated from the holy place by this massive curtain, 60 feet tall, pretty wide. I'm not sure how wide. I think 30 cubits. And 4 inches thick. It was a woven thing so thick to represent the holiness of God and the difference between normal people and the holiness of God, right? What does holy mean? Set apart. God was separate, set apart from us. It says, we just read it, on the day that Jesus died, that curtain, 4 inches thick, was ripped from top to bottom. What does that mean? Think of it. Ripped from top to bottom. Not from bottom to top. Why? Because you know it's God. You know, man might be able to get a couple guys in there and start, you know, like a phone book, rip that thing. Top to bottom to signify that came from heaven. He ripped the curtain. Now think about that for a second. I got to read you. I think we'll go there. Hold on. Don't get impatient. I've got my notes. I'm going a different direction than I was. But it says in Hebrews that the tearing of the curtain literally is the body of Christ. The tearing of the curtain is the breaking of the body of Christ. What? When Christ was slain on the cross, when Christ's body was broken for us, it was ripped from top to bottom, giving you 100% access to the Holy of Holies. We all are in the Holy of Holies. We're in it. We're not going to be in it. We're in the Holy of Holies right now. We are present in the holiness of God. There's nothing more holy we're in. Through the body of Christ, the veil torn, we gained entrance. And then we come to the table, celebrating the broken body of Christ. This is my blood. This is my body broken for you. You guys, we're in. When we take communion, we're celebrating. Because without what happened and that curtain being torn, We were separate from God, and these poor people were doing these sacrifices. The priest would go in once a year for the whole congregation or the entire nation of Israel, but they still had sin issues. They still had the sacrifice. They still had all this stuff. Hopefully, they were holy enough before God. We're holy. You and I are holy. We're accepted. We're set apart. We're received 100%. There's nothing left to do except say thank you. And so this morning, as we take communion together, we're going to ask you in a little bit to come down, grab a chunk of bread, and grab a cup of wine. It's not really wine. Okay. One day, we'll have some wine out there for some people. Because some of you would prefer to take wine. Some people are like, no, I'm not doing that. That's okay. We're going to take this juice this morning. It's grape juice and cranberry juice mixed together. It was cheaper, so we got that. And take the piece of bread and take a cup, sit down. Then together we will take communion as a body, as a group, right? Easy. But we're doing this with a little bit more bread, a little bit more juice, so you got to time it just right. And as we're drinking that juice and as we're eating that bread, not just one little square that's gone, it's stuck in your molars and you wonder where are you going to get that. A whole chunk of bread. Someday it'd be good to give you a half a loaf. Just why? Because you just want to keep celebrating. You just want to keep remembering every nibble, every bite, every drink, every sip. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God. And as you do that, I don't know how this happens, but it's magic. Right? Man and God in concert. Magic. Man and God in concert. I love that. It's magic. As we take this and we wait on the Spirit begins to illumine your mind and show you how deep the love of the Father is for you. How powerful the death of Christ really was. That's the thing. Well, you want to get in touch with that, you guys. So I'm hoping that as we come to church, as we gather, that we continue to minister to each other, continue to teach each other, build each other up, encourage each other, continue to go closer to each other and closer to the Lord, and that you experience something other than church or other than religion. You're going to experience the powerful presence of our holy God, who is here in our midst. He doesn't go away and then come. Oh, we pray that God comes down. He's here. Well, we pray that God shows up. He's here. Oh, God, give us your powerful presence. He's here. God is here. Because we're here. We're two or more gathered. Are you with me? Everybody got that? So that's what we're hoping is to establish that. Now, I'm doing a couple things that are different for a little while. And somebody asked me last night, one of the elders asked me last night, when are you going to be easy to follow? When are you going to follow the schedule we made for worship? Yeah, we're kind of doing that. Soon, but I think I need to lay a foundation of who we are and what we're all doing before we get back into some kind of a protocol, because I think protocol equals religion. And we get into, what do you call that when you're doing stuff over and over? What? Rote. I don't even know that word. Well, repetition or what? Routine or tradition or things that are less than alive and less than authentic and less than what? Yeah. See, now you're thinking. A rut. Nobody wants that. How many have felt at times in your church attendance it's been a bit of a rut? You ever experienced that? Yeah, we do the same old thing. Yeah, we went to church. How was this? Fine. We don't go to church. We are the church. We want to get really intensely involved in the reality of that. If you're a believer, you're part of the body of Christ. If you're a believer who is part of the body of Christ, guess what? You've got amazing gifts that God wants to use. Well, what are those gifts? Well, let's go look. Because if you take a look at 1 Corinthians, where? What? You think? Okay, Julie says 12. Let's see if she's right. 1 Corinthians 12. Guess what the heading is on my Bible? Spiritual gifts. Now, about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. I want you to know about these. I don't want you to... So many things in Scripture were ignorant. And that doesn't mean you're dumb. What does ignorant mean? We need more information. What? What'd you guys say? Uninformed. We need more information. It doesn't mean you're dumb. That's a completely different thing. But he's saying, I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be uninformed about this. Is that what your Bible says, uninformed? And you're just reading that? Who said that? Did you say it? Good. It's a different translation. I like it. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God can say Jesus be cursed. Ooh. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except that the Holy Spirit leads him to say that. There are different kinds of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. And there are different kinds of service, works, but the same Lord. And there are different kinds of workings of those things, but it's the same God. Did you see what I just said? Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Did you see that? Spirit, Lord, God. That was the Trinity in one sentence. Well, where's the Trinity in the Bible? Well, the word Trinity is not used, but the concept sure is. So he talks about us being the body and us having these gifts, and these gifts are stirred up. The same Spirit, different kinds of service, but the same Lord, different kinds of working, but it's the same God. There's the Trinity. I love that. And he says, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the common good. To each one. That's to each person. Everybody has a manifestation of the Spirit. Each one of us has at least one manifestation of the Spirit. Why? For the building up of the body. That's who we are. That's why he doesn't want us to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, especially as the time is weird, because we need the Holy Spirit. We need to minister to each other. Have any of you ever experienced somebody in the body of Christ saying something in your life that helped you and changed your perspective, built you up? How many have experienced that? Couple of you. Everybody. That's how the body works. That's why we hang out. That's why we meet. That's why we have prayer meetings and Bible studies and men's breakfasts and women's gatherings, because we need each other. We need each other. We leak. We can be full of the Spirit and doing great, and then the next day you're a different person. Why? Because it all leaked out. The filling of the Spirit is a dynamic, ongoing, constant thing. You turn the faucet off, you go dry. And how do you get the filling? Well, you walk in Christ and you minister one to another. You can, today, I guarantee this happened today. As we came through those doors and you were hugging and talking and sharing and just having fun with each other, somebody was lifted up. Somebody was glad they came. Somebody said, I needed to hear that. One of you might have stopped and said, let me pray for that. Did you? Did anybody pray for somebody this morning in the gathering time? No. You're supposed to be ministering to each other. Oh, we haven't had koinonia time yet. If we do koinonia time, then we can minister to each other. Don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake, because we wait for the koinonia time, which I'm glad we're doing. But koinonia is when you're ministering one to another, and that should have been happening as you're just walking in the door, as you're hanging out with each other, and you're probing how things going, what's God doing in your life. You might have said, this has been an incredible week. Do you know what happened to my daughter? You know what God's doing in my... That's koinonia. You're sharing the move of the Spirit with one another. That's encouraging. That's a word that will motivate you. So when you do that, it reminds the person you're talking to and those around you, God's at work. Even when we're not in the church building, God's doing wonderful things. Even when we're not expecting it, that's Christianity. So I'm hoping that your Christian walk is a daily, constant thing, and that when you come into the building, you're coming to use those gifts to share. Well, how do I can't sing like Lindsay. I can't play the piano like these girls can. No, I know that. but you can speak a word of truth, a word of encouragement. You can share what God did in your life this week. You might even say, I came across this Bible verse and I love it. Let me share it with you. Does that qualify as koinonia? I think so. That also qualifies as using your gifts to build up the body of Christ. This is simple stuff. This is baseline. You should know it. We all do know it. I know that nothing I've said, you go, oh my goodness, I've never heard that before. I know that. I'm just going back over the foundational realities of who we are as a church, as a body, as the body of Christ. And hopefully what your brain is saying is, oh, I knew that. Right. Don't forget it. And how many of you had an opportunity to pray for somebody this morning, put your hands on them, prayed for a thing? Nobody. Now, that's not true usually. A lot of Sundays I see that happening. It just so happens this Sunday other things were on your mind. But I bet you did encourage somebody. I bet you did share a hug. You shared a smile, and you said, I'm so glad you're here. Did anybody say, I'm so glad you're here to anybody? A few of you did. Thank you. That's the body of Christ. We need that. So again, what I'm laying down is foundational stuff to know your identity in Christ. If you're a Christian and you're not gathering with the saints and you're not experiencing this, it's too bad. You're missing out on some of the power, some of the massive blessing and life-changing things that happen in your life. And that's not going to happen down at Cheers where everybody knows your name. It's here. Even though it's fun to be around those people where everybody knows your name and they know your drink, that's not koinonia. Are you understanding me? Koinonia is a spiritual thing. And that's what we want to be, is people that are walking in the Spirit, growing in the Spirit. And you have the right to at any time say to your brother or sister, what are you doing? What do you mean? This just seems out of congruity with who you are. I know you. You're a lover of Christ. Why are you doing that? See, sometimes we do dumb things. Sometimes we sin. Sometimes we get involved in stuff probably not good for us. And you have the right to call somebody out on that, not to point your finger and go, ha, 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 gotcha, but to say, I love you, and I know who you are. And when you live that way or act that way, that's not who I know you to be. That's some leftovers. Shake it off, man. That's not who you are. I want you to do that in my life. And sometimes I do stuff that's just not in congruity with my character. Don't define me by my stupidity. Define me by Christ in me. Did any of you today do something stupid? No, but you got, that's right. Good for you, Joe. Let us know when your wife catches you. Oh, man. We got to pray for this brother. But see, all of us are that way. We oftentimes live a schizophrenic life. We have two personalities, our public, churchy personality and our real personality. No, come on, your real personality is Christ. If you're in Christ, your real personality is holy. Your real personality is joyful. Your real personality is that part of you that everybody loves. That's really who you are. You're not playing a game, I hope. So be the real you. And when I see you living out of congruity with who I know you to be, I might say, whoa, Joe, what was that all about? And Joe will say, you know, you're right. That's not who I am. That's not who I am. You're right. Can we do that with each other? I hope so. Because that's Christianity. That's being a Christian. That's walking in the Spirit. So in this Corinthians thing, it talks about everybody having all these gifts and it's going all over. And then he talks about one body, many parts. Look at verse 12. The body, this is 12:12, 1 Corinthians. The body is a unit, though it's made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greek or slave or free, and we're all given the one Spirit to drink. We're in Christ. Now, the body's not made up of one part, but of many parts. And he goes on to say, is the hand, is the mouth, the eye? No, we all have a different role. That's all I want to say. And as we take communion this morning, remember, you're part of the body. Remember, when you pick up the glass, when you pick up the piece of bread, I'm part of the body of Christ. Why? Because he died on that cross. He tore that curtain. You got entrance in the Holy of Holy. You are holy, and you were changed. Bam! Not you're being changed. Of course, you're maturing into your identity, but you were changed. You're no longer who you once was. You've been changed, it says. Transformed, made new. That's who you are. So rejoice. You're a mighty man or woman of God. Rejoice. And he's using you, and he's got a place for you. And in this dark world, as it's getting darker, you're shining ever brighter, and you have a role to play. So as we gather here and as we do church together, I'm praying, oh God, that when we go through those doors, we go out changed. We go out loaded, locked and loaded, as they say, out to change the world. We go out to be used by God. We go out because we got recharged here. We got blessed here. We got filled here so that we can go out and touch lives. And you know what we call that as Christians? Play. That's play. Play is when you're doing something that's fun and that kind of gathers all your senses and kind of, it's who you are. How many have ever played a sport? Yeah. And when you play a sport, that's what you're doing, right? You're in it. And you're in it to win it. When you go out those doors, go play. Christianity shouldn't be a burden. It shouldn't be a downer. It shouldn't be, oh, I got to be a Christian. No, it's I get to go be who I am. I get to go shine the light of Christ. I get to go touch lives. God's using me like a high priest. I am in the Holy of Holies. Jesus tore that curtain wide open, and I'm in the Holy of Holies. Woo! That's the body of Christ. That's who you are. Oh, I love that. Thank you. The black gospel girl? Too bad. Oh, man. You ever been to a gospel church? A black church? So I went to this black church for a while on Wednesdays. And this was up in Bremerton, Washington. I was up there for a while. And I went to this black church. And we get there a little bit early. And all the people are walking around the church. And I took this kid from my youth group with me. And so people were kneeling in the, you know, like this. They're kneeling and they're praying. And these other people are walking around, singing and praising, just spontaneous stuff. And I'm sitting there like, you know, it's okay. And he says to me, hey, if they want to knock me out, should I let them? I said, yeah, let them knock you out. He was afraid to get slain in the spirit, you know, because it's crazy. You go there and then the pastor comes out and he says, no, I'm so glad you people are here. And I got to say, God has been so good. And the organ player, okay. And you know, this week, God was telling me something, and he said it, and the organ player goes, it's really cool. You know, it's an organ B3, awesome. So then he says, and he starts getting worked up, and he starts to say, you know, and what happened is the Holy Spirit said, and then the drummer played too. I'm like, wow, I've never been in a church that was like that. Very responsive. Like she said, amen. Okay. And so and then he said, and what happened is, and then people start going, yeah, amen. Preach, preach, preach. And the women would go, yes. The women would pull their hanky out somewhere. Yes. And it was like, okay, we're going. And it had a rhythm to it, you know. And sooner or later, the guy just quit preaching, and they rolled out the organ and the drums on platforms with wheels. And there goes the sermon. And now we're all just praising the Lord, jumping around. Let me tell you, that was uncomfortable and weird. But I loved it. There was something about it that was so organic, so different. You know, my little high school friend never came back. And they didn't knock him out. I wish they would have. Would have been cool. But that's the body of Christ. Sometimes it comes in different flavors, different shapes, different sizes. But it's God. And what I loved about that black gospel church is those guys didn't hold back, man. They just gave themselves to whatever they felt the Lord was doing. Sometimes that gets a little weird, a little uncomfortable. But it's better than, amen, brother. You know, this is the church today. You're taking notes. It's all in the head. Nothing's going here. You know? It is. It's a different flavor. And I'm not saying one is better than the other, but what I am saying is don't get so here that you're not here. You know, you can memorize a million verses and know doctrine upon doctrine. It's not being lived out. It's not transforming you. You're not touching lives. What good is it? And you can be so rock and roll crazy. Yeah. Hey. And in your private life, be living a whole different. I've seen this many times because it's not really hitting you. You're just having a nice show on Sunday when you all gather together. You can go either way. You're right. So I don't mind when you go crazy, Tyler. I get where you come from, brother. So are you still with me, everybody? When are you going to preach the sermon? Listen, we're having a discussion for a couple weeks, trying to lay that foundation. Now, what I think should happen is, I'm going to try something. I'm going to pass out these microphones. And what I want to do is have a microphone for each side, but I need two mic handlers to help me, two people to carry the mic to somebody whose hand goes up. You're going to do that? Now, I don't want you jumping up and down and doing crazy stuff. Oh, I'm waiting for that. So there's one for you. I need another mic handler. You want to be a mic handler? Okay, check, check, check. So let's get levels. Check, check, check. I'll give you a level on mic number two. Hello, 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 hello. Check, 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 check. A little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Are you a little bit louder now? Is it working? Is it on? You got? Can you guys hear? Okay. Just a tiny bit more. So it's louder than the normal voice. Check, check, check. A little bit more. There we go. There we go. Now let's check this one. Check one, two, one, two. There we go. All right.
Now when you hand it to somebody, turn it on. And now here's the rules. You guys got to know this. I want to set this up. Otherwise, we can go nuts. Don't grab a mic and go off until some, you know, keep it short, concise. Say what you need to say. Be spirit-led. What? Yeah. Don't just ramble or say something you're making up. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what God is speaking to you. And give the mic back when you're done. Don't make them wrestle you down to the floor and pull that mic away. Seen that happen? So remember that, babe. No more of that. And so what I was hoping is somebody might indicate they want a mic, and this guy stopped talking on a mic, and so you go give it to them, and when they're done, this mic comes on. So there's no waiting and running across. It's just nice. You get that? So it's a little bit of a routine. All right. Now, you mic handlers, sit down for a minute, and you can sit right here up front and just be ready. And here's what I want to do, just a little sharing, a tiny bit of sharing. So what is it? Here's my question. What is it that you've seen God do in your life this week that you want to share? You saw God do this. It was an answer to prayer. It was a move. It was a door opened. It was something. I see a hand way back there. So that would be your people. So see Rachel? Get the mic in her hands. And don't give it to her till I say. No, I'm just kidding. So Rachel has something to share. So go for it.
Who was recently baptized is still struggling to lead our family and actually witnessed to one of his fares. He's an Uber driver up in Eugene. Can you guys hear me?
Okay. No, we still need it for the tape.
You guys can
That's
hear
mic
me?
One. Okay.
So he randomly recently just witnessed and admitted he was a believer and help someone who was saying that he was feeling suicidal. So my husband has actually started to walk in Christ, and that is something I've been holding my breath for 21 years.
That, yeah, I mean, glory to God, and let her still have that. That was good, though. I love that style right there, Tyler. Just rip it out of her hands as soon as...
I gave it to him.
What's your husband's name?
Mike.
That's a fantastic name. Yep. He must be a wonderful individual. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you see what happened? Something she's been praying for, hoping for, don't give it up yet, happened. When did he tell you the story?
He told me, he called me soon after he dropped the gentleman off at the emergency room who decided he wanted to get help for because he was alcoholic, caused a fight, got in trouble with police. Mike picked him up, witnessed to him, and instead of taking him home, he went to the emergency room to actually get help with his alcoholism.
Whew.
So, and he's going to be calling Mike and a friend of ours to start going to at least online church.
Now, I want somebody to pray for Mike mm-hmm. and that man. Who's going to do that? A quick
All
prayer.
Of us.
Not you. What? You'll do it? The mic for that side is being used. No, go for it.
Can I give it back?
Turning
now?
It on now.
Lord, thank you so much. Mike was an answered prayer last December for seeing him saved and get baptized, and it was so exciting. And Lord, now that he's actually sharing you and living in the truth of who he is, oh, we just rejoice in that and give you all the glory, Lord. We're so thankful in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I want to add to that. Thank you, Lord, for the encouragement that Rachel just gave all of us. And thank you for the encouragement that she got out of seeing you move in a way that she's been asking and praying for all this time, and you're doing the very thing she was asking and believing you for. It took place, and now we all got to benefit from it. We pray for that guy in the hospital room. Continue to share your light and your love with him, that he might come all the way to a deep, personal, abiding relationship with Jesus. Amen? Amen. That was fun. Okay. That other mic should have been somebody's hand, but you messed it up. Now, who else would like to share what's happening right now? What has God said this week? What have you experienced? How have you seen God move? We'll wait. We have plenty of time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, there you go. He's giving up. It's like popcorn. You just got to wait. Pop, 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 pop.
He wants to.
Now tell everybody your name in case somebody doesn't know.
So, got her body. They aren't finding anything now. Like the bone cancer is almost at 0%. So.
Wow. Now, what's her name? And when did this take place?
Well, she's been fighting cancer for about...
Hold that up.
She's been fighting cancer for about 5 years. She went and found out she had breast cancer. Instead of taking care of herself, she went and took care of her dad. And it caused hers to spread because she let months go by. At one point, she had like a 95% chance of survival. But after she took care of her dad and went and took care of herself, she was up to like a 50% survival rate. And since then, it had gotten worse because it had metastasized. And I couldn't believe it. It had gone into her bones and her skull, and she was having horrible headaches. And then when she went in recently, she's like a walking miracle because they're not finding it in her bones now. So,
praise the Lord. Yeah. Now, can we give God the glory for that? Certainly we can. God wants you well. You just got to believe and ask. I mean, jump in. God is a God of grace. By his stripes we are healed. So it says. So I'm thinking that might be true. So that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Now, somebody back her up with a prayer. What's your friend's name?
Debbie.
Debbie. Who's going to back that up? Come on. Body of Christ. What? You're like, forget that. Keep that mic far away. All right, Lindsay, thank you.
I missed it. I'm praying for Debbie.
Yeah.
I did hear that story. Wow. Okay. Lord, we thank you for how big you are, how powerful you are, And we thank you for this opportunity to point others to you as the director of this miracle. We thank you for the power of healing and for rewarding Debbie with her her heart of service towards her father, her selflessness. And we just pray, Lord, for the doctors involved, that they also would accredit this miracle to you, to the great creator. And we thank you, God, for your power. Amen.
Amen. All right, I want to hear from one more. So if you didn't do it yet, now's your chance. Yeah, I know. This. Oh, here's a guy right here. This guy right here. Okay, you might want to just, this guy. Oh, man.
This is on? Yeah. I wanted to just recognize someone here because of someone else told me that Terry has was over helping Bob fixing his steps and stuff. Terry is such
Hold that up there.
Terry is such a man of God in that he is willing to help other people. He helped me in the past, came out to my house 15 miles out of his way and had to go back twice because he didn't have what he needed to get the, he cut 5 trees down for me that were going to fall on my neighbor's power line and I mean, Terry is an awesome man. He doesn't say a whole lot here in church, but his life reflects God's presence in his life, in all it, how he acts, how he helps other people. And I want to thank Terry for everything he is, an encouragement to me. To do more for others and stop thinking about my issues and my problems. And he's got that, the Spirit of God in him. So thank you for Terry.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. That was, you mentioned that before. Terry, you just lost your reward because nobody's supposed to know what's going on. And he just blew it for you. So... too bad, because it looked like some good stuff coming your way. Yeah. You know, that's the body of Christ. There's a brother using his gifts, his interests, the stuff God's put in him to bless several other people. That's the ones we know of. And Anita, you must be proud to see God work that way. You know, it's fun. It's fun to see God work. Linda, I said Anita. It used to be Anita, she changed it, but that's a long story. But she's kind. She looks at me like, you retard. Sorry. Isn't that fun, though? And I'm sure that's not all that's going on. I'm sure there's other ways you guys are touching lives all the time. That's the body of Christ. Are you getting that? Did you see what we've seen? Just in a short time, I wish we had more time for sharing, but we're going to have communion this morning. But Terry, well done. You know, and it didn't kill your reward. I was just kidding. But God is moving in a wonderful way in this body as you're touching one another and as you're seeing, you're sharing about what's going on. The miracle, you got to see it. We got to hear about it. I'm encouraged. I am. And so every time we get to see this kind of stuff, that's what this is all about. This is what the body does. It shares. Now, before I shut this mic off permanently, this side's got to get one more in. Anybody want to share what God's been doing? You don't even have to use the mic. You can just stand up right where you are. As long as you do jumping jacks. That's it. Okay. Left side, weak. And it moves around as the Spirit leads. I'm out of here, you punk. Wait a minute, that was a great testimony. Here, say that again.
They're the ones, the majority of them, that I go to when I need bolstering. They're all quiet, but they're present.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you see what she just said? You don't have to be this outgoing, loud, boisterous person. Those kind of people drive me crazy anyway. But silently be ministering to people. You can silently be doing it. And these folks find comfort because they know God has put these folks in their life. So it's interesting. All the noisy people are here, and all the really powerful prayers are over here. So that's the body of Christ. That's what I'm saying. God is good. He's awesome. So now I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. We're going to have a time where you're welcome to come up, and let's do it orderly. I'm not even going to tell you how to do it. Come up, grab a piece of bread and a cup of juice, and go back to your seat. If you've got kids, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. Help the kids people out. But you're completely, can I get it for you instead of, because that would be a lot easier, huh? So as the music plays, make your way to the table, grab some stuff. You're free to go now. Just hang on to it till we're all ready. They're gonna fuck it over, huh? To you, the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he said, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Wow. We're proclaiming his death. We're proclaiming his transformation. We're proclaiming the victory on the cross. We're proclaiming our transformation. We're proclaiming all that has taken place. This isn't just a ritual we do once a month or whenever. This is a celebration of our identity. It's a celebration of the transformation God has brought us. So, we got just the right amount of juice and bread. Anybody not get a cup? Who? Oh. The piano player? I told her, take this at home before you come, because we're not going to have enough. So this would be Julie? Who else? Jill, you want to hook her up for me? I'm a little afraid of her. So did we say we need two? Oh, that's not permitted. No. This is fun. Okay. I just read you the primary passage about taking communion. 1 Corinthians 11, Jesus got up, he did the bread, this is my body broken for you, he did the juice, this is my blood, and it is the new covenant, he said, in my blood, poured out to you. So now, we're going to take it together as the body of Christ. So you're going to take a little nibble of the bread and a little sip, don't down it, because you get to do it for a little bit, a few times, because I'm going to ask you to tell me what communion means and how it affects you when you take communion. And I want to do that in between sips and bites. So right now, I'll lead us in this prayer. Father, thank you for your body broken for us. Thank you for tearing that curtain. Thank you for giving access to the Holy of Holies. Thank you for calling us holy. Thanks for the transformation that takes place in us. You say we've been made new. And he who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. And you say, old things have passed away. All things have become kainos, completely a new kind of thing. We're no longer who we were. We've been made new. And for that, we thank you and we praise you. And now feel free to eat some bread, drink some wine, in celebration of his body broken and his blood spilt for you. And this is awesome bread made by Lindsay. Now, most of the time when they do this in the Bible, it's unleavened bread. This has leaven. But I think God's okay with it. You? I think we'll be all right. If you start feeling queasy in a little bit, you know what to do. When you take communion, what comes across your mind? What does it mean to you? How has God impacted you through some past communion or currently as? And I'm using the mic because we're online and people can't hear without this. But did you raise your hand, babe?
Even cleansed and healed. That's
you got to start over again.
No.
No, I hate disobedient wives.
So how else, what do you think of healing, transformation? He says that healing is in the blood. Healing is in the blood. That's in Scripture. I'm just quoting Scripture. So I'm glad you shared that healing for your friend because God brings healing. And we can't command that and make it happen every time, but we trust that that's God's will is he wants us whole. I'm expecting healing whenever I pray for it. Sometimes it never happens. Who else wants to share? When you take communion, what goes through your heart? God, wait till you get the mic. Man, how many times?
Family. God's given me a family that I didn't have before.
Amen. You know, that's a really powerful thing. We are the family of God. And family, when they came and said, Jesus, your brothers and sisters are out there, they want this. He says, who is my brothers and sisters? But those who do the will of God. This is family. You might have siblings and family, you know, because you were born into that. But God said, this is the real family. That's just the momentary family, temporary family. The real family is the family of Christ. Family, that's good. What else goes through your mind when you take communion? Why do you do this? Why do you allow them to make you do it when you go to church? And usually it's a tiny little morsel and a little sip. I'm hoping you're enjoying this bread. Thank you again, Lindsay. And you're enjoying that delicious juice that I picked up at Bi-Mart. And true stuff, Israel, that's what they use. What goes through your heart? You're doing communion. You've been doing it for years and years and years. What are you thinking? Carol?
I think of being grateful for forgiveness and just to be able to have the access to God. And
yeah, and you know that when you're taking communion. You know it.
Yeah. All right. Rachel, did you want to go again? No, just kidding. All right. Anyone else want to share? Encourage us. Motivate us. What is communion about? Why are we doing this? I keep looking at you. One day.
You want it? I knew it.
When I take communion, I can feel God's love within me, you know, and I'm just thankful for all he gives us and our families and our loved ones and the beauty outside of all of the animals. I mean, everything around us, he touches, and it touches us. That's what I feel.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I know that wasn't easy.
Well done. There's a model of fearlessness, courage, willingness to give in her uncomfortableness to bless you guys. That's the body. Anybody else? Hello? Quick, move over.
No, I'm just kidding.
I think of in Revelation when it says, who is worthy to open the scroll? And it says the Lamb of God who was slain.
That's it? Want to say more?
Who was slain? Now you're getting to me. When I come to the table, when I take communion, Betsy and I did this once for a year, every Thursday night with some friends of ours, about 10 or 12 of us. We took communion every Thursday night around a giant
table of
whatever it was. We had a potluck or somebody prepared a meal. It was a wonderful meal, and we took communion. And how what we would do that whole time at the table is just talk about what is communion. Somebody would go, you know what, ever since we've been praying about this, ever since we've been doing communion this way, every time I read the scripture, I find something new about communion. And for a year, it never got old. It never got tired. Every single Thursday night, we learned something new about Christ, his blood, the broken body. It's unending. Don't let it become a ritual. Don't let it become a dead thing we do and, oh, thank you, oh, and that's it. I think it's something you can do at home. You and your loved ones, you're sitting around a meal. Grab something. Have a communion bite. Pray. Thank the Lord. I can't tell you how many families I've heard of that have experienced tremendous healing, both physically and relationally, because they're doing communion and trusting the Lord for this. So I highly encourage you to do communion. You don't need a pastor or a priest or a program. You need time with Jesus. Don't be afraid to take communion at home. I highly encourage that. Anybody ever do it at home? You've done it at home? Did you get zapped by God? You got blessed, huh? God's not mad that you did that. He's thrilled. So am I. So let's stand together and have a final word of prayer. And am I forgetting anything? No? We're good. Don't forget, you guys, there's an offering box in the back. If you want to make an offering, if you don't know about this, you can put money in there, do whatever, and that's a good part of your worship as well. And sometimes we don't point that out. I've had people go, what's going on with the community? Well, that's where it's at. So you visitors, dig deep, give plenty. God loves you. And stand with me, will you please? Oh, Lord. Father, you are awesome. And we've heard about things you're doing, lives you're touching, people you're changing. You're sharing things with us that we haven't really picked up on before, or new ways of seeing you. And we pray that continues and continues and continues. We thank you for being able to celebrate the Lord's Supper together, recognizing the body and the blood of Christ, recognizing the transformation that's ours because of you, not because we're good, not because we go to church, but because Jesus is good, and he died for us, and we receive that. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for your goodness and your grace. Bless every single person. I know you do. I'm just thanking you for the blessing on every single person here. I pray as we go out those doors, we shine the light and the love of Jesus. We step into our identities, and we play in Christ. We go out there and touch lives. We transform things. And whatever's burdening us, whatever's making us prickly or angry or uptight, we just lay that right now before you, Lord, and take it away. We don't need that. We don't need that. Instead, we pick up your righteousness. We pick up your peace, that peace that passes understanding. And remember, God says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes your own ability to understand it, the peace of God, which makes no sense, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. We receive that. We thank you for that promise. And may each person find your incredible peace and blessing right now in Jesus' name. Amen.